Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, straight up top of the hour, wherever you're sitting. So glad you joined us today. Remember, Rob Kirby will be joining us in the next hour, KirbyAnalytics.com. KirbyAnalytics.com. We're going to be talking gold and silver market, the fraud in the markets, and who is perpetrating the fraud in the markets. But right now, we're talking to Ed McCabe. And the book, Flood Your Body with Oxygen, available at the Power Mall. And the DVD, the four DVD set, it is on special. Only for today and this week. Only for this week. So don't expect to get the same price later on, because we don't have that many of them. So it is Flood Your Body with Oxygen, four DVD set, normally $49.99, on sale for $29.99. Get it while you can and before it's gone. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Ed McCabe.
Well, Ed, thank you very much for helping save my family from so much discomfort. My father in the mid-90s was able to, thanks to your three then ozone book, oxygen therapy books, was able to remove melanoma.
Wow.
Yeah, the doctors were really, astonished for just a moment. I was calling to ask about what's the difference between Homazon, which I see that you endorsed, and a product that I had been taking, and your magnesium peroxide products, and if you happen to know the difference between ionized water, the oxygen content and effectiveness in ionized water.
Okay, very quickly, the Homazon is a powder, and the Superoxy Flush is in vegetable capsules. Some people can't take powders. They don't like the taste of it, and they don't like having to cut up lemons to get it to dissolve most efficiently. And so we put things into the Superoxy Flush that help it release its oxygen content into the body. And what was the second question?
Ionized water.
Ionized water, yes. Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, the higher the pH or the more alkaline the water is, the more oxygen your body's water will store. You can store more oxygen in your body the more alkaline you get it, which keeps it alkaline because you've got more oxygen, you raise your cellular electrical microvoltage level, etc. So these alkaline water machines, these are good things. And whenever you can polarize water so that it flows rather than chaotically, more in a linear fashion, that's, again, modeling after nature and what happens at the capillary level within your own body.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris in Florida. Good questions. Let's go to Marty in New Jersey. Marty in New Jersey, you're on the air with Ed McCabe. Go ahead, please.
Oh, by the way, let me interject here for a second. I love getting testimonials like that because under the law, I can't say them. Mm-hmm. I love hearing about them.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, Chris has an excellent testimony. His father with melanoma and oxygen therapies. You go. Thank you so much for that. Go ahead, please, Marty.
Yeah, I'm from New York. I got a couple of quick ones. The thing I'm getting from this is that the main thing is a cleansing and diet.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for that, people on the oxygen tanks and the machines, you know, they'd be in perfect health with all the oxygen they get.
What I'm talking about is active forms of oxygen. I'm glad you brought this up because I forgot to make the differentiation. Stable oxygen is what you breathe. That is not what I'm talking about. The real magic of healing and medicine and the ozone therapies used all over the world, which all the supplements are modeled after, they're using active forms of oxygen, O1 and O3. Big difference.
Yeah, I've got asbestos in my lungs from the steel plant, too, and I got shortness of breath and, you know, not much energy. And I assume that the asbestos is blocking off the oxygen intake. Is there anything I can do with that?
Well, that would also mean you probably have a little bit of scar tissue or whatever. And amazingly enough, and I am not making a claim that's illegal, amazingly enough, people have called me and said, after doing your oxygen therapies for years, or anybody's oxygen therapies for years, all my scar tissue disappeared. Now, what the body needs is a way to get
wow.
that asbestos out.
That is awesome. Hey, we got to end there. Thank you so much, Ed McCabe, for joining us in the Power Hour today. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Rob Kirby. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to the third hour of the Power Hour today. Thank you so very much. The Dow is down 28 points after opening about 38 minutes ago. We're so glad to have Rob Kirby joining us today. He used to be on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. He worked for major financial houses in Canada. He was quite content to label those of us who believe the way we do as paranoid. And he's come a long ways. He's completed a 70,000-word manuscript. He wants to talk in which he talks about the gold price suppression movement. We've got lots of things to talk to him about today. Thank you so much, Rob Kirby, for joining us on the Power Hour.
Pleasure to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you very much, and the very fact that you are calling it like it is when it comes to the gold market or commodities market, it seems like there's a whole lot of manipulation going on. And I just can't imagine why people are so accepting of the fact that, yeah, we know it's being manipulated, but oh well.
Well, it goes a little further than oh well, because what this manipulation is doing, it's all being done in the name of making fiat money, which can be produced out of thin air at no cost. It's making an attempt to make this fiat money look stronger than it otherwise would be. And the upshot of doing all of this is it tends to trivialize labor. It tends to trivialize wealth because labor and wealth are all measured in this fiat money that's created out of thin air. And it's really, it's a travesty on humanity.
It is, but what is being done about it, or who is doing it? I mean, if we were to do who, what, where, when, and why on the gold market and ask the questions of who is powerful enough to manipulate the price of gold, what is their goal in doing it, and what can we do to change it? I mean, if you could address those things.
Sure. My view of exactly who is behind the gold price suppression and manipulation is maybe a shade different than some of my compatriots, because a lot of people believe and write about it being a plan of the U.S. Federal Reserve, and I think it goes a little bit deeper than that. But in saying what I'm about to say, I think that the U.S. Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury are acting in cahoots. But I think that the ultimate arbiter of the commodities and metals manipulation rests with the U.S. Treasury, specifically with the secretive arm of the U.S. Treasury called the Exchange Stabilization Fund that was created by an act of Congress in 1934. It was seeded with money at the time in 1934, roughly $3 billion, that was created when the U.S. government confiscated gold from the American public and then within a matter of months revalued that gold upward substantially. And that created back in the day in 1934, that created a $3 billion windfall. And $3 billion in 1934 was an extreme amount of money. That was the seed money for the Exchange Stabilization Fund, the secretive arm of the U.S. Treasury. This entity has been operating since 1934. It is accountable to no one. And it operates freely, and it operates above all laws of the United States of America and all international laws. And it has the ability to deal in any market it sees fit to deal in, including illegal things like drugs, arms, and human chattel.
Oh, my gosh. You really have gone to the other side, haven't you, in calling
it
like it is?
Well, I just know my history.
Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, for us to talk about the market being rigged, most people wouldn't believe that. Well, most people don't even know that gold is a good investment or that silver is a good investment because Fox Business News tells them, you know, that, there's no safe haven and why even mess with gold now? What is their motivation?
What most people don't realize is that gold and silver are money, have been money for the past 3,000 years, and will continue to be money long after the U.S. dollar and the euro disappear into dust.
Granted, and I think a lot of people appreciate that, but how few, or what would you say, what percentage is it said that people that own gold and silver in this country today?
The percentages of people who actually own or have in their possession physical precious metal, I would suggest, is extremely small. I'd be shocked if 1% of the population owned any precious metal outside of maybe the odd jewelry bauble, which they might have in their jewelry box at home or a ring they wear on their finger. But regardless of what the Keynesian mindset of the controllers of our financial edifice say, gold and silver continue to be money, even though they would like us to believe otherwise. And the reason why we know that gold is money is because every central bank in the world carries gold on their balance sheet as an official reserve asset. And central banks only carry things that are money as official reserves on their balance sheets.
So who benefits and how by suppressing the gold market?
America benefits by having the ability to settle its international bills in a currency that's printed out of thin air. because the rest of the world has to actually work to make the money to settle their international accounts, while America has the privilege of being the world reserve currency to print money into existence in the form of debt to settle its accounts. So you see, when you grant that luxury to a country and they abuse it the way it's been abused, this creates, it's, let's just say it's not a good recipe for harmony in the international community and good relations between countries. And lo and behold, here we are at a point in time where countries around the world are very, very, very distrustful of each other. And we seem to be on a war footing on three, four, five different fronts. And to me, this is all symptomatic of the underlying cause, which is dishonest money, dishonest weights and measures. And when you, what it amounts to, theft on a scale that humanity has never seen. And when you are engaged in a systemic program of stealing and thieving from your fellow human beings, this is not a good, a good remedy for peace or cooperation or good relations.
So is the United States powerful enough to manipulate and control the world gold market?
I suspect that the Exchange Stabilization Fund that I referenced earlier is very likely the most powerful financial entity on the planet.
Wow.
And I would suspect that their true wealth, which is not disclosed publicly, you see, when we speak of the U.S. Treasury or the finances of America, we're often told that the U.S. is indebted to the tune of $18 trillion that's on the public side or what we know about. But you see, this $3 billion that was used to seed the Exchange Stabilization Fund back in 1934, this money has been growing and compounding over the past close to 100 years now, or 80 or 80 plus years, and this money has been compounding without any taxes being paid, without any disclosures about how large it is. And I would well imagine that the true net worth of the Exchange Stabilization Fund or the funds they can muster, it's the dark side of the U.S. accounting ledger. And I would imagine that this entity probably has money wealth that would go into the tens of trillions. And if its true existence was ever acknowledged, I think it could have some disastrous effects for the actual value of the U.S. dollar in the world markets as it's perceived.
So what would it take to lift the lid off the gold price, the manipulated gold price? What would it take to lift that lid? Where would it go to in price? And what would be the result of it?
Well, ultimately, the Achilles heel for the gold price suppression is when people stop accepting paper claims or promises of gold, and when people demand physical gold with their dollars. And at the end of the day, when enough people demand physical gold and refuse to take the paper promises of gold, the physical demand will overwhelm and show the paper sales of gold to be false and fraudulent as they really are. And what this will ultimately lead to, in my view, will be the utter discrediting of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency when claims for gold cannot be met with physical metal. And ultimately, I think what will end up happening, timing is very difficult to predict, but ultimately what will happen, in my view, is that you will not be able to buy gold, physical gold, as in gold coins or a gold watch. You will not be able to purchase them for fiat dollars in any amount.
Really?
That's my
Whoa,
view.
That's interesting. Now, when we come back from this break, we've got a four-minute break. I want to know where he thinks the price will go to once the lid is lifted, and what about silver? We'll also get into the bond market, because that's supposed to be the weakest of everything. We'll find out what Rob Kirby thinks after this. It's KirbyAnalytics.com. Back in 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like a green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Kirby is our guest today, KirbyAnalytics.com. And I was just congratulating him during the break that he is one of the few financial people that I have listened to who's willing to make statements that have some merit regarding what's happening with the gold and silver market. My question to you, sir, before the break is what happens if the, or how could we remedy the gold market? And then what would happen other than losing the dollar as our form of currency? What would happen to the gold market in numbers and also the silver market?
Well, my view on that is that if the dollar is totally discredited to the point where you cannot purchase an ounce of physical metal with fiat money, the implications of that are that we go through a hyperinflationary period like other jurisdictions have in the past. And if you want to dig and get your nose into the trough about the history of hyperinflations in the history of fiat money, you'll find a book that's pretty thick, because I think there's over 100 examples of hyperinflationary experiences, and they're all brought on by the abuse and debasement of fiat money, where the people that have the power to print the money print way too much of it. And this is exactly what has occurred with the U.S. dollar. This is what is currently being done with the euro. And this is currently being done with the Japanese yen. These currencies are being created at a pace where the trajectory they're on is that we will ultimately have a loss of confidence in these fiat monies. And these fiat monies will descend to their true intrinsic value, which is zero. And when the nominal value of a currency unit is zero, you experience a hyperinflation. And this is unfortunately the track I think we're on. And this is why I'm a huge advocate of people owning real stuff, not paper assets.
Now, just as an example of things that are challenging the system right now, the German DAX is down about 10%. I mean, is this at a level of correction that one would consider correction, or do you think that this is a symptom of more things to come, especially with respect to Greece?
Well, specifically, I mean, there's a huge component of Greece and its effect on Germany, with Germany being the linchpin or the financial rudder of the Eurozone, and the financial might of the Eurozone is Germany. But Germany also has other issues specifically occurring right now, in that the biggest bank in Germany, Deutsche Bank, the two co-CEOs of the bank resigned on Sunday, 2 days ago. And apparently Deutsche Bank's head offices were raided just this morning, and investigators and regulators are on some sort of a witch hunt, that would be suggestive, quite possibly, of malfeasance, possibly in the bond area with regards to the bank. And one would think that that might be highly connected to the Deutsche Bank derivatives book, which is reported to be roughly $52 or $53 trillion euro, which would be 78 or 9 trillion American dollars in notional, which would make it even bigger than J.P. Morgan's derivatives book.
Incredible. All right, let's switch to the bond market now. I'd like for you to explain to the listeners, to me, why it is that when people start talking in terms of the fragile financial situation, the one thing they address is the bond market. Why is that so important to understand with respect to the rest of the financial system?
Well, to begin with, I'm going to say something a little bit different about the bond market that very few, if any, other financial analysts will ever even mention when they talk about the bond market. Because it's my view, you cannot have an intelligent discussion about the bond market unless you talk about the size of the derivatives market. Because the derivatives market is reported to be, depending on whose numbers you use, anywhere from 700 trillion in size up to 1.5 quadrillion. My own belief is that the market probably is something in the magnitude of 800 or so trillion. And 80% of all of those trillions in derivatives outstanding, 80% of them are interest rate contracts. And then the vast majority of that 80% of all those many trillions is
specific interest rate products or derivatives.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We'll be back after this three-minute break with Rob Kirby, KirbyAnalytics.com. This is Joyce Riley and the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour, wherever you are sitting, we thank you for joining us today. Inquiring minds, those that really want to know the answers, are tired of the lies, the frauds, telling us, oh, trust us, you know, we're so smart, we know all the answers. Well, we know that's not true. We've been led down a path we don't like. I want to recommend, because I do think we're in for some bad times, Numana Storable Foods. And I recommend them because those are the ones that we use. They are non-GMO. They've got all the good stuff in them. There's even organic products available in the Defender Pack from Numana. And you can go to powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And remember the OxyLift products, the Oxy Earth, Oxy Flush, Oxy Sulfur. from Mr. Oxygen. This man has been doing this for 40 years. And just a quick statement here. I want to thank Susan for sending this to me. The cause of cancer is no longer a mystery. We know it occurs whenever any cell is denied 60% of its oxygen requirements. Wow. And finally, somebody knows. So why are they doing all this cure for the cancer, run for the cure, etc., when it is an oxygen-related issue? And that's why they have been providing OxySulfur, OxyFlush, OxyEarth, and OxyLift. There's a special on at the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Or go to thepowermall.com. I want to open up the phone lines. I know there's some of you that would like to ask questions regarding gold and silver, derivatives, bond market, whatever, to our guest today, Rob Kirby, KirbyAnalytics.com. Give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, if you have a question or comment for Rob Kirby. Before we get to the phone call, sir, what about the derivative versus the bond market, and why is it important we understand the derivative market? Because I don't know that I could even if I had to.
Well, I started to reference before the break, it is five American financial institutions that have $300 trillion worth of these derivatives on their books. And one of the biggest, if not the biggest component of this derivatives heap is an instrument called an interest rate swap. And an interest rate swap is a credit instrument, which means that the counterparties, the buyer and the seller, or the borrower and the lender, must have reciprocal credit lines for each other to consummate a trade. And we know that back in the period of 2008, in the financial crisis, when banks were not extending credit to one another, even on an overnight basis, that a very poor credit named Morgan Stanley grew their book in a three-month period by $8 trillion. So because we know that during that time period, no banks were extending credit to one another, we know that it was a non-bank that did this business with Morgan Stanley. And this is at the same time when the Fed and the U.S. Treasury were trying to marry Morgan Stanley to another institution because they knew themselves how poorly capitalized Morgan Stanley was, and they couldn't find a taker. So we know that what the U.S. Treasury's Exchange Stabilization Fund did is they recapitalized Morgan Stanley by doing $8 trillion worth of interest rate swaps with them on very, very favorable terms for Morgan Stanley. So they effectively used the public teat to recapitalize Morgan Stanley, because that is the only conclusion, because the U.S. Treasury's ESF is the only institution with the financial might and the motive to do this trade. And the upshot of this trade was effectively to drive long-end interest rates down to zero, because it made Morgan Stanley a captive buyer of trillions of dollars worth of U.S. government debt. And that's how rates get to zero.
Interesting. Well, where do you think, you know, I don't think I asked you again the question on the gold. Where do you think gold will go when and if the limit is taken off of it, as well as silver?
Well, I mean, the price of gold in nominal terms is going to go up immeasurably. And putting a level on it, the level I put on it is that you will not be able to buy gold with the
aha. Money. Oh, okay.
So,
that was your
so
answer.
So the price could be infinite. And it likely will be infinite.
Wow. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating to think that that might be the situation. We've got calls here. Let me go to Roland in Texas. Roland in Texas, you're on the air with Rob Kirby. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. I'd like to find out, I have some property in the country of Panama, and I'm really concerned about, I had gold and then I sold it all off because I couldn't find a way to move it over out of the country. I was really concerned. Now I want to buy some more gold, but I'm hearing so much stuff. I'm concerned about, can I still have gold and silver and still have some currency? Because I'm hearing that right immediately if a crash happens, gold and silver won't be the main thing. It'll be people who have cash on hand. So I'm confused about the two.
Okay. Your response,
well,
Ron?
My view about cash is that I think anybody and everybody should always have probably somewhere between 3 and 6 months of their monthly obligations, in a liquid form.
Right.
Likely in a bank account if you're not stuffing it under the mattress in your house. But aside from that, I'm not a believer in keeping one's net worth in the banking system. I think the banks are all lined up like dominoes to potentially topple at any time. So I'm a huge advocate of owning physical precious metal. Owning physical precious metal in the jurisdiction of the United States gives me reason to, let's just say, pause, because there is the historical precedent in the United States of gold confiscation, which there isn't in many other countries.
And
I hope I've answered that somewhat.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but how valid a threat is confiscation?
That's a very good question. And it's one I don't really can't say I know the answer to, other than traditions tend to hold a lot of weight in a lot of people's heads.
Interesting. Thank you very much, Roland. Let's go to Dan in Kansas. Dan, you're on the air with Rob Kirby. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I was wanting to know about treasure and finding, like, say, underwater treasure or Jesse James treasure. What's the rules on that? And I'll hang up and listen off the air.
All right.
In all honesty, that question is beyond my scope of research and knowledge, and I really don't know the rules as to if you find something in a shipwreck. I know that there can be issues because I've watched things on TV, documentaries of people who have done this. My best guess would be to, if you're looking for treasure or if you think you're going to find treasure in any particular jurisdiction, you might want to check with the particular rules in that jurisdiction as it relates to finding treasure. I think you'd have to do your own due diligence on that part, because I'm sure that the rules regarding found treasure would differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction and country to country. So you might want to do your own homework on that.
Quietly. Probably.
Yes.
Quietly. What do you foresee the next 6 to 8 months? What do you foresee for the rest of the year of 2015? I know nobody likes to make predictions, but given the track record of what we're seeing back to 1933, where do you see the United States headed?
Well, it seems to me that the United States is pining for expanded wars. The situation in the Ukraine and with Russia, I find extremely concerning in that I believe America is trying to push Russia into armed conflict. I don't think this is healthy. I think that the situation in Greece is absolutely and utterly, it's almost become farcical, because it seems to me that the West or the European nations are trying to remedy Greece's problem, which is that it has too much debt with additional loans, and I don't think that dog is going to hunt. We have huge issues going on in the Middle East, whether it's the Palestinian-Israeli issue, or whether we're talking about the Western-created and financed and supported logistically extreme Islamists and their posturing in Syria. We seem to have a whole box full of potential flashpoints or tripwires that could send the world into a bit of a tailspin at any time. And the only thing I make note of about all these potential situations, because I don't believe in coincidences, is that these things all seem to be cropping up at a time when the fiat money system appears to be in a terminal phase or very close to some severe breakdowns. then I go back to my history and my research, and I know that in history, when fiat money fails, typically the leaderships or the bankers or the elites take humanity to war. So we have a number of flashpoints, and hopefully we don't end up in a very, very large war at some point this summer.
Well, chances are that we go and pick a fight with just about anyone and everyone, and I'm glad to hear you say that the United States supported and created and agendized, we call them the green screen terrorists, the ISIS group, is created by the United States and has been funded by them for the longest time. So, you know, it seems like we create a war, then we create the army to go fight the war, and then we give them the weapons, and it is so corrupt. It's beyond corrupt how anybody could want to serve in the military, and I did in the past, so I have a dog in this fight. Is beyond me that they could get drawn into these wars, send their children over there, and allow them to get 1, 2, and 3, you know, appendages amputated. It just blows my mind that they believe in the mission at this point. But you're right. We have so many things. We have a tinderbox that is ready to blow at any time. And then we have all these bizarre scenarios taking place, like, wow, 73 terrorists on the terrorist list work for TSA. I mean, what is the purpose, do you think? I'm just asking you off the cuff, but Rob, why, A, number one, would they allow this to happen? And B, why would they want us to know this information?
I don't think, Joyce, they want us to necessarily know what they're doing. Proof of that is just the very nature of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is being negotiated in secret, and details anybody who gets to read the text of the trade agreement that's being negotiated in secret, if they release any details, they're threatened with severe, absolutely severe and traitorous penalties. And you see, in my book and on my planet where I come from, the truth has no hidden agendas. And why is it then, if the truth has no hidden agendas, how can we accept the notion that trade deals have been reported to be very usurping of national sovereignty and human, human rights and civil liberties. Why is it that these things are being negotiated behind closed doors without the input or without the consensus of the electorate? Mm-hmm. And this is going on. It's not just in America. It's being done. It's being done in my country, Canada. It's being done to different countries in Western Europe, where we have a group of elites that are basically reshaping the world into an image that has been referred to in many circles as a new world order. And, you know, in my view, what it is we have a clique of people that I refer to as globalists, who have a goal of one world currency, one world government, one world religion, and that religion in my books is the worship of state itself. And these are the people, and to hang some names on who this clique of globalists really is, it's old money. It's, you're talking Rockefeller, you're talking Rothschild, you're talking their acolytes, who would be the Kissingers, the Brzezinskis. You're talking about at the upper levels, the senior partnership in such institutions as the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. These are the clique of, I don't know, maybe 3,000 to 6,000 elites in the world, who, in my view, and through their own writings that you can go and research, have expressed and demonstrated contempt for humanity. The likes of Mr. Kissinger 30 years ago wrote papers where he referred to us, the great unwashed, as useless eaters. So these are not things that I'm theorizing about. These these are facts. You can go read them. You can go research them. And for the most part, the globalists laugh at us because so very few of us have get up and go to go and even have a look at what they've written themselves. Shame on us.
Yeah, exactly. And they tell us how they've just been sending out anthrax for 10 years now. Oops, we are so stupid. And everybody's just supposed to accept what they say. Let me go to Donna. I don't know where you are, Donna, but go ahead, please. Welcome to the Power Hour.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Hi. You mentioned about gold, rising to infinity, rising so high. Is that... You think there will, because it says in Scripture, man will not be able to buy or sell gold, you'll be throwing it in the streets. Do you think, because it rises in infinity, that there's just no comprehension on how to use it?
I'm going to address that by saying, in the past, when I use the word hyperinflation, which I do believe comes our way. And in the past, in history, in jurisdictions where there has been hyperinflationary experiences, and a lot of people get confused about this, but commerce doesn't stop when you have a hyperinflation. And a lot of people, and a lot of Keynesian-minded people in particular, like to use the concert, like to try and put the mistruth into the marketplace.
Okay, we've got to go to this break. We're coming on a break. 3-minute break. We'll be back with Rob Kirby. Final segment coming up on the Power Hours.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. As we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Welcome back to Power Hour. It is all about the truth, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't heard a thing that our guest today, Rob Kirby, has said that I don't agree with. He seems like a Power Hour person for sure, and I'm so glad to have him joining us today. Let's see, did we get to Donna's answer for her question? I think we did, didn't we?
I just wanted to finish up on that point, because Donna was concerned about what happens if we have a hyperinflation and if the price of gold goes to infinity. Just to finish that up, if we have a hyperinflation, commerce doesn't stop. It's just that commerce gets more or less pushed back, or some people would say pushed ahead to a more accountable and a more honest system of weights and measures, where you see precious metals, gold and silver, have withstood the test of time because they've been considered money for the past 3,000 years, and basically we get forced back to barter, and where people exchange goods of equal value, or where goods, by historical guideposts have shown that they maintain their value over great lengths of time. So no, the price of gold going to infinity in nominal dollars doesn't mean that commerce stops. It means that commerce takes a different color, a different shape, a different form, but commerce continues.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Walt in Michigan. Walt in Michigan, final caller. Go ahead, please. You're on with our guest today, Rob Kirby. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Kirby, are you aware of what God's Word says about the mark in the hand or in the forehead? That was written 2,000 years ago. It says in, not on, in. You won't be able to buy or sell without the mark. And if you refuse the mark, you're going to be beheaded for it. Are you aware that the United
States... Okay, what is your point? What is your point, Walt?
And what purpose will gold do you when the currency, you're going to be forced to use electronic transference of funds with an RFID chip in your hand or in your forehead?
Okay, I don't know that I know the answer to that, but let's ask Rob Kirby.
Well, my view on that is that humanity might have something to say before that's ever imposed on us. And my hope and my faith says to me that I think humanity will rise to the challenge and will throw that off and say, I'm not a chance, or over my dead body. So I think that also dovetails with the notion that we have some very difficult times ahead of us. And I think it's going to require people to be well-grounded spiritually, and I think it's going to require people to be well-grounded educationally and emotionally.
Excellent answer. Thank you very much for that. Any heads up for the future coming? I mean, I know you say that people need to invest in storable gold and silver. Any other recommendations you would make?
I think you were right on point speaking about one of your sponsors. Some storable food is probably a prudent thing to do, and a means to defend it all is probably a prudent thing to do, too.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Rob. It's been a delight. Love your attitude and love your willingness to say it like it is. Thank you for joining us. It is KirbyAnalytics.com. We look forward to having you back on again, sir.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Doug Rocky, Pentagon whistleblower on depleted uranium. If you don't know anything about depleted uranium, you probably have not been listening to the Power Hour very long. But we will talk with him as to any of the late issues regarding DU and stories, testimonies he has from some of those veterans. So we will see you tomorrow. You all have a blessed day. Remember, it's all about the truth. And that's what we're all about here at the Power Hour also. So please have a blessed day. We love you at the Power Hour. And I do believe you'll be getting your letter in the mail from Luann, another letter in the mail. So tomorrow, Glenn Parnham and Dr. Doug Rocky. We love you at the Power Hour. See you tomorrow.